Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we'll be talking about the need for self-discipline. Dr. James Dobson, professor of pediatrics at the University of Southern California Medical School and author of the best-selling book, Dare to Discipline, asked an audience of over 1,000 Christian teachers and principals, how can we expect young people to exercise self-discipline in adulthood when they've never been exposed to it in childhood? Dr. Dobson was making the point that self-discipline in adulthood is a product of self-discipline in childhood. It is particularly true with Christians that we need to exercise self-discipline. It takes self-discipline to read your Bible on a daily basis. It takes self-discipline to regularly commit your daily needs to the Lord in prayer. It takes self-discipline to drag yourself out of a nice warm bed so that you can go to church on a Sunday morning. It takes self-discipline to tell others about Jesus Christ and what He can do for them. It takes self-discipline to follow many other practices of Christianity. And yet the Bible makes it clear that all of these are expected of those who want to follow Jesus Christ. It's abundantly clear, then, that self-discipline is vitally necessary for Christians. How, then, can you train your children to develop this quality of life? What practices can you encourage them to take up so that they'll learn to discipline themselves? First of all, let's understand that it is your responsibility to train your children. The Bible says, "Take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons." In Deuteronomy 4, verse 40, Moses commanded the people, "Keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever." And so we see that the Bible puts the emphasis upon you as the parent, giving you the responsibility to teach and to set the example for your children. But having done this, there is still more that can be done in training your children to discipline themselves. From the earliest ages up, you can set about to train your children to develop this habit. In their actions, for instance, you can give guidance so that they maintain self-control when they're around you. In their studying as they grow a little older, you can regularly check to see that they're doing their best in their schoolwork. When they're given jobs to do around the house, you can see to it that each job is finished up to the best of their ability. I know that these things are hard to do. At the same time, I also know that if you don't do these things, in all likelihood, they won't get done. Your children were born with a sinful nature, and they like to look for the easy way out. But taking the easy way out isn't taking the way that will build self-discipline into their lives. Finally, you need to lead your children to build spiritual maturity. There's a very definite tie-in between spiritual maturity and self-discipline. The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Literally, that's a controlled mind. That is, a mind that is guarded against the attempts of Satan to overcome it. But this kind of a mind only comes as spiritual maturity grows. And so it's up to you as parents to guide your children into spiritual growth. Only then can you have confidence that they're on their way to achieving the self-discipline that's so necessary to effective Christianity.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.